And I saw the car right about, and I said to my wife, if those boys don't come back, they're not going to get a grip on the cement. And I up screwed down my window and shouted, are you all right? And the man shouted, phone the Coast Guard, blame the sailing of there's a car in the water and there's a family in it and it's going to be sinking and we need anybody and everybody as quick as you can, as quick as you can, as quick as you can. I was watching the car and the nose was starting to dip. And then, all of a sudden, the whole car just went down the nose first, and everything stopped. It was harrowing and heart-rending.
I just went and took off my clothes, down to my boxers, and then I just ran, jumped into the water, swam straight for the car. He passed me the baby. And I was holding the baby above the water, and I said, okay, everyone else needs to start getting out. The water rushed in, and next thing he just looked at me and he said, save the baby. And he went back into his family, and the car just went straight down.
Just where you're sitting, actually, you're sitting on the chair where in which Louise was sitting. I'm sitting where David was sitting. Louise said, you know, you didn't save one life. She said, you saved two lives. This is a moment that you never experienced except maybe once or twice in your lifetime. Because here we had a mother saying from the bottom of her heart how grateful she was. You saved my little daughter's life. She would not be here now. I would not be here now. Only for you.
My mother is a very loving, kind and down-to-earth woman. She treated everyone the same and could draw anyone towards her with her warm and infectious character. Growing up and having someone with the traits that she had is an absolute gift to me and to anybody who knew her.
We are plunged in grief. Even when we were closing the coffins an hour ago, the heavens wept.
Day stunned in silence, heart broken beyond repair. The tragedy of a family gone, leaving so many in despair. They went to watch the sunset, together on Buncrana Pier. Unbeknown to them all, an angel would be near. We, as a family, would like to take this opportunity to thank all those who were involved in the tragic events of Sunday evening, to David Walsh, for without fear for his own life and safety, you entered the Loch Swilly to save my Reina. And I will be forever grateful to you. Thank you so, so much.